From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It's Friday, August 14th. Mostly sunny, hot and humid today. We're going to see a high of 98. Heat index values as high as 109 this afternoon. That extreme heat warning remains in effect through 8 p.m. on Sunday. Some of the northern part of the listening area seeing a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. As families hunt for back-to-school deals, Ameren is encouraging customers to take a closer look at their energy costs as well. The utility says many households are juggling school supplies and seasonal expenses, and Ameren offers tools to help make monthly bills more predictable. Customers can choose billing options like budget billing, which evens out costs month to month, or pick a due date, allowing customers to align their payment with a paycheck or Social Security deposit. Ameren also offers a range of assistance programs and works with hundreds of community action agencies that distribute LIHEAP and other aid. Well, for the first time, students in short-term vocational programs are eligible for federal financial aid. They're called Workforce Pell Grants. Peter Medlin has more on how the rollout is happening in Illinois.
To qualify, occupations have to be considered high skill, high wage, or in demand. Whitney Thompson with the Illinois Community College Board says there will likely be around 60 occupations that meet that mark and have college programs.
Although most of the buzz nationally, and I think in our state we're already kind of hearing, is going to be EMT and CDL.
That's medical first responders and truck drivers. It officially went into effect July 1st, but she says students probably won't be able to benefit from it until at least next spring. It's because there are a lot of requirements states are figuring out. For example, programs have to have a 70% job placement rate, and it has to be in the occupation they were trained for, and that's not specific data the state's collected before. Illinois does already offer some short-term state financial aid through MAP grants. I'm Peter Medlin.
Well, it's that time of year as students at SIU and other college campuses across the region getting ready for the start of the semester. For many students, it's their first time away from home, and starting college usually means gaining independence that students never had before. While this is a freeing experience, it comes with the obligation of taking care of your own health without the assistance of parents. It's often referred to as the freshman 15, a belief that college students frequently gain 15 pounds during their freshman year. Rachel Bolt is a dietitian with OSF Healthcare. She says it's more like 3 to 10 pounds in the first year on average, but she says the issue is still worth paying attention to.
Adding more calories than you kind of intend to, and also just like stress with college and just lack of sleep, you know, can cause some increased cravings for like some sweets and more comfort foods.
Bolt says students can help prevent the extra weight gain by making time for exercise, using portion control, and choosing sensible options at the dining hall. It may feel like 109 degrees today, but the Illinois Department of Transportation is looking to hire 160 seasonal snow and ice workers across southern Illinois. Positions are available in the 16 southernmost counties. Applications for winter highway maintainers must be submitted online by Friday, August 21st at the state hiring portal. IDOT says both full-time and hourly maintenance workers are needed to help clear more than 45,000 lane miles during the winter storms. IDOT will hold information sessions on August 19th at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Mantracon office in Marion. And IDOT also reminding drivers that daytime lane closures continue today on the U.S. 6062 bridge over the Mississippi River in Alexander County for the bridge's annual inspection. All lanes will be opened over the weekend, but will resume closures on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Weather-wise today, that extreme heat warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. Sunday for the majority of the listening area. Heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme heat and high humidity events, so be careful if you are out working or exercising outside during the heat of the day. In forecast form, that means mostly sunny, hot, high of 98, heat index as high as 109. That should give way to clear conditions tonight. Not much in the way of relief as an overnight low, only around 77. Then tomorrow, pretty much more the same. Sunny, hot, high near 100. Heat index as high again as 109. And that's pretty much what we can expect on Saturday and Sunday as well. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.